Blog Talk Radio.
The revolution will not be televised, y'all. Right here on Hip Hop on the 216 Block. Well, let's go ahead, and we got a little special treat. Actually, my man Porter got a nice little special treat for y'all. You know what I'm saying? You ready to do this?
Oh, yeah.
You ready
and
to do this?
I'm hoping they took in what they just heard.
Yes, indeed.
This is very different.
It's subliminal. So here we go. A little bit of instrumental right here. My man Porter about to freestyle. Freestyle it up.
The average Rio, the poet, the MC, from Gil Scott Heron to me. The revolution will not be webcast. You won't need 3D glasses, HD TV, or Blu-ray to see the revolution, because it would happen clearly in front of your face. The revolution will not be webcast. You will not be able to find a revolution on Windows, MySpace, Facebook, and you definitely won't be able to tweet revolution on Twitter. The revolution won't be webcast. You won't be able to Google, YouTube, or Yahoo information on the revolution. To be honest, your MP3s, laptops, flash drives, and hard drives won't be able to cover all the information on the revolution. The revolution will not be webcast. The revolution will not be on digital cam, webcast, podcast, simulcast, or rebroadcast. When a revolution happens, there'll be no iPods, iPads, iTouch, touch screens, and even no Tickle Me Elmos. The revolution won't be webcast. The revolution is not a game to be played on Wii, DS, PlayStation, Nintendo, or Game Boy. When a revolution comes, Clear Channel and Radio 1 won't need to put it in rotation. You will not see the revolution on BET's 106 and Park video of the day, or on MTV, VHS, or Entertainment Tonight. The revolution will not be webcast. Because of KRS, Chuck D, Pop, Big, the next time a Waka Flocka says lyricism don't matter and is overrated, we'll run him out of town after giving him a rhyming dictionary. The revolution won't be webcast. In the revolution, a bikini-wearing, beauty pageant-winning, can see Russia from outside her Alaskan window, won't become a well-respected, book-writing, political juggernaut. As a matter of fact, Sarah Palin and her Tea Party will be replaced by Sister Elaine's Cocoa Party. The revolution won't be webcast. Once the revolution comes, if the police act like beasts, we'll use a hit-and-run to make it cease. When the revolution comes, Negroes will use the words Panthers, Moors, Nationalism, Malcolm, Martin, Garvey, and will use those words with pride. The revolution won't be webcast. When the revolution comes, blacks will no longer have to call themselves Amerieurasians and move way out to hide their blackness. I repeat, when the revolution comes, blacks will no longer have to call themselves Amerieurasians and move way out to hide their blackness. The revolution will not be webcast. As a matter of fact, the CIA, FBI, ATF, Skull and Bones, and the Illuminati won't stop the revolution. The revolution won't be webcast, won't be webcast, won't be webcast. Peace.
That's hip hop. That is hip hop.
Yes, that is hip hop. Once again, you are listening to Al Porter, Man in the Streets. That's Music Activism News. Al Porter, Man in the Streets. This is chapter 2, verse 25. Hey, I would just like to start off by saying happy birthday to hip-hop. Hip-hop that was born in the South Bronx 40 years ago yesterday. And I have to say, wow, I would just hate to think where I would have ended up without hip-hop in my life. I'm looking at phone calls 216-205 and then, of course, 216-407. Always have to thank the creator. Thank the ones who tune in. Let people know who are, of course, with that live stream and then looking at the phone number of 646-478-0944. I appreciate you all for tuning in. I want to let you all know right now that my first disclaimer is that you, of course, can press the one key to speak. But by this being World Wide Web, so many different people on the phone lines, there are times when you may not press that one key. I come to you and you don't wish to speak. All you have to do is just, like, remain silent, stay on hold. You can listen to the rest of the program But I do invite people to definitely speak and be involved at that 646-478-0944 phone number. And since you will get info on this show, I invite people to please have pens, pencils, loose leaf paper, notebooks, desktops, laptops, smartphones, ready for the info that you will definitely receive. And my second disclaimer, which is very important, is that you will probably hear something that you may not like, but please don't blame Blog Talk Radio or Varsity Music. You can call and blame me directly at 646-478-0944. Events coming up that we'll talk about throughout the evening of this program, which will be a fast 60-minute program. I can guarantee you that, but I want to go first of all to 216-205. That's 216-205. What's going on this evening?
How you doing, Brother Porter?
Oh, I'm doing excellent, man. What about you?
Oh, good. I'm blessed. I wanted to say, of course, happy birthday, happy 40th. I don't know where I would be without hip-hop also, so we definitely want to put that love out there and appreciate everybody that's tuning in and checking out the station. And I definitely wanted to get my request on with that Blame Boogie. So get that
out
there.
I promise you, I appreciate that, and I will put that on. If you will just hold on to that phone line, I will get that Blame Boogie on for you.
Thank you.
Oh, you're more than welcome. As a matter of fact, I have to bring up that brother's name in a little while because he gave one of the nicest performances at the Glenville Festival this past Saturday. It was released from SIN, Sacrifice is Necessary Entertainment. Number 7, Trauma Unit. From, of course, Where's the Beef, the single for the sequel from Swish Fam Entertainment. Number 6, Beat Effect, redoing that Al Green classic for the good times. Nice to see a local brother do something that major. He's down in Dayton, of course. Number 5, of course, the track Big Legs from Emax the Image at Varsity Music. Number 4, Hip Hop's David Ruffin, HJS Music featuring DJ Tech from the legendary Hip Hop and R&B on the 216 block, which can be heard 91.1 FM tonight. That's 91.1 FM tonight is his particular show, 3:30 a.m. to 5 a.m. Cleveland Standard Time, WRUW.org. Of course, that's Chase Western Reserve University's own DJ Tech Record, Ohio Hip Hop Award winner, several times over. That number is 216-368-2209. Number 3, that Blame Boogie that I'll get into in just a moment from HJS Music. I love that track because there's a message in there. And, of course, the number 2 song, 137 Remix, Swish Fam Music. Karma Delaney has suggested the beat and the refrain, and I love that track because there was a nice message in there. Number 1, Donna Says from HJS Music. And I want to check out and see who might be on the line at, of course, that 216-407 phone number. That's 216-407. Something you'd like to say this evening?
Hello?
And so, yes, go ahead.
Yes, I just wanted to call and say this is my first time tuning in, so I'm really enjoying the show. And, I'm trying to do some, brainstorm in my head to contribute as far as which hip-hop artist I can contribute. So I was like, oh, I got to think about it. So I'm still listening in, and as the conversation proceeds, I will definitely chime in.
Okay, I'll appreciate that. As a matter of fact, maybe I'll check back with you since you said that in another few moments to see what's on your mind.
Okay, cool.
And I appreciate
okay.
that.
All right.
That's
okay,
no
thank you.
You're more than welcome. It's basically that easy. You call in, get involved, and with that being said, I'm going to change gears. There may have been one song I planned on playing, but because of the request, what I'll do is I will play that Blame Boogie from, of course, HJS Music featuring the gloved one himself.
So you want to blame me?
Kilroy?
Really? Rapper, who's an activist?
Yeah.
Lyrical, I'm a raptivist. Traded 2 chains for 1 go brain. Now I meditate to keep me sane.
Yeah.
In Cali, the label's called Death Row. 10-5 in Cleveland, we got Church Row. Superior, straight through St. Clair. Black churches every damn where. Some have neon signs, all collect tithes. But on the Ave, ain't nothing but blight. So pastors, practice what you preach. Talk from pulpits, walk it in the street.
Don't blame it on
black or black crime.
Don't blame it on
Art McCoy.
Don't blame it on
OPN.
Don't blame it on
Ernest Smith. With a voice, so I'm not silent. Cleveland ranked 10th in violence. My city's at the top for job law. We rebuilt downtown at what cost? Metamark and the convention center. How many of us will ever enter? Horseshoe Casino? Yeah, it looks hot. I can't afford to waste cash on slots. Since you told me to stop complaining, I went downtown and saw the mayor. Mr. Jackson, please help fix this. The mayor said it is what it is.
Don't blame it on
Donna Brown.
Don't blame it on
Ken Lancey.
Don't blame it on
HJF.
Don't blame it on
GMS. All you get is the truth from me. Our region ain't safe for the ladies. 11 dead on Imperial. Still no missing person unit. Black on black crime and Kathy Coleman. All want to know what's the holdup. Michelle Knight, Barry, DeJesus. Trapped for years, Seymour Avenue. East 93rd, new Twilight Zone. Jasmine Trotter, Christine Malone. Now look at this trash in EC. Deskins, Sheely, Rolla Theory. Next statement, blame me for this one. Sexual predators should be hung. Next statement, blame me for this one. Sexual predators should be hung.
Don't blame it on
Suave Gotti.
Don't blame it on
Shakespeare.
Don't blame it on
E-Max.
Don't blame it on
1008.
Don't blame it on
Tech Record.
Don't blame it on
Voice and Radio.
Don't blame it on
G.I.
Don't blame it on
Be No Good.
Don't blame it on
D-Gambit.
Don't blame it on
Karma Delay.
Don't blame it on
Beat Switch.
Don't blame it on
Urban Survival.
Don't blame it on
Black House.
Don't blame it on
Panther Party.
And you better not blame my mama, fool.
And, of course, once again, you are listening to Al Porter, Man in the Streets, that's music, activism, and news. I just want to let people know that since we have a phone caller, I'll get to you shortly, but I do want to let people know that some of the things that they can do if they want to hear other things that's going on with Blog Talk Radio. You can always go through and type in D-Gambit Radio. That's D-Gambit Radio. Or Bored and Restless Radio. They deal with everything from poetry to topics the nation over. You can even type in Corrupt Radio and see what's going on with them. Also, if you choose to use this phone number, you can always use that 646-478-0944 phone number for Hood Talk 2, which comes on Wednesdays from 9 to 10:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. The producer of this show, Emax the Image, handles national politics broke down to a local level. That's every Wednesday. And then, of course, there's Hood Tunes Radio on Fridays and Saturdays from 8 to 10 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, Music Business 101, and hooking up regional artists with nationwide artists. So before I get into a little bit more information, I want to see what's going on with 216. Of course, that's that 216-501 phone number. That's 216-501. You're on live, Al Porter, Man in the Streets. How you doing, Aziz?
I'm doing fine, Mr. Porter.
and I'm listening to your show.
Okay. Well, what do you think so far, and what do you have to say?
I think you're doing an excellent job, and I'm hoping that you tell the audience all about tomorrow, what's going on at 12 noon, 137 shots.
Okay, then I'll tell you what I will do. I will definitely get into why we're doing what we're doing, talk about that. Anything you'd like to add to that while you're on the air?
No, I've called a lot of people, and they said that they would be there. And please let them know to bring cans of pop.
Then directly we will get into that and what's going on, and I appreciate you very much for listening this evening.
Well, thank you. Keep up the good work.
All right, and be blessed as well. Thank you. And part of what's going on, we'll just put it like this here and give you the short version and say that 12 of 13 Cleveland officers involved in the November 29th police chase that ended with 137 shots fired should be charged with negligent homicide. That came from a leaked memo from EC prosecutor Michael Winston, sent to the city's law director, Ronald Riley. Says officers involved in the shooting death of Melissa Williams and Tim Russell, they failed to properly discern what was taking place before firing a deadly weapon. One officer was exempt from Winston's recommendation since he didn't shoot directly at the victims. Mayor Norton says the community has to know if this was done within or outside the law. He also stated, "We have police, so we don't have to live in fear of crime. We shouldn't have to fear police." Mayor Norton says EC Law Department is working with Cuyahoga County Prosecutor Tim McGinney, who is especially investigating the shooting. A leaked memo also attempts to discredit, and this is what's important, the leaked memo also attempted to discredit some of the officers' accounts of the shooting, which upset Cleveland Police Patrolman Association President Jeff Fulmer. Now, you know, Fulmer called the memo an attempt to dictate the investigation's outcome through a nobody municipal prosecutor from East Cleveland who has had nothing to do with the case to date. Now, if that is not like a condescending, non-caring attitude. Again, the Cleveland Police Patrolman Association's president, Jeff Fulmer, called the memo an attempt to dictate the investigation's outcome through a nobody municipal prosecutor from East Cleveland who has had nothing to do with the case to date. Now, the thing about this is you have to look at the big picture, and that is since it happened in East Cleveland, East Cleveland had everything to do with that because East Cleveland called for outside investigation from the very beginning, and I will at least give them credit for doing that. Now, a lot of people might ask, well, what's being planned for tomorrow and why? Well, you see, tomorrow, Tuesday, high noon, 12 noon, Cleveland City Hall steps at 601 Lakeside Avenue. That's East 6th Street, layman's terms. To keep the pressure on 137 shots plan of action rally. Notice, a plan of action. Just like you came out for Trayvon Martin's rallies, this is a call for all who see 137 as an injustice in our area to show up and speak out. 75 cops, police officers, disciplined for insubordination and falsifying records, but none will be fired. Now, let's think about this. A lot of us in our regular jobs, no matter what we do some sort of insubordination or falsifying of records. I think a lot of us would be fired. And the thing is, we are calling for the mayor to do what he can do, which is he could actually fire police officers. That's in his jurisdiction, or to demand some harsher terms. As a matter of fact, I'm going to get into one thing and come back with a little bit more on this. Why are we at City Hall? I will explain why we're going to City Hall right now, tomorrow. right after we go and play this particular track that has a lot to do with what's going on. Happy birthday to hip-hop, because if it wasn't for hip-hop, we wouldn't be able to hear certain things like, of course, this.
Black on Black.
Black on Black.
OPN.
OPN.
Wish fame.
Rest in peace, Tim Russell, Melissa Williams, casualties and organized cop killers, 12 Caucasians and a Zimmerman, I'm in a Latino, sorry man, black cops are about to get mad, cause you work right along with us, black cops are about to get mad, cause you work right along with us, black cops are about to get mad, cause you work right along with the Klan, black shield, black police, the officers. Why y'all ain't condemn racist cops?
Why?
Cause a black cop will shoot us down on sight.
Yeah.
So they do the job of racist whites. Police Patrolmen's Association try to inflame this hot situation. Union president is Jeffrey Fulmer. Paul Redneck has a way with words. He said the cops did a good job for real. He's right, they did a good job killing.
Yeah.
General Donna Brown, she broke it down. Demanded apologies from the clown. Then Reverend Twan jumped in it quick. Accused the union of talking reckless. How can I break it down? Put it in a rhyme. Cause I was there, huh? On the front line. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Here's the reason police keep killing us. We're too busy keeping our mouths shut. Let's tell the truth what this is. Murder, massacre, modern day lynching. Our life doesn't mean nothing, man. Gun down over mufflers in a pop can.
Yeah.
25 minute chase through two cities like they were hunting black in slavery. Cleveland cops, those cowards ain't right.
Nope.
They wouldn't chase nobody through Pepper Pike. Since police roll like beasts in the Cleveland streets. They bum rushed Heritage Park in EC. 137 shots for 13 cops. No gun or shell casings on the spot.
Nope.
The mindset, the example starts at the top. Let's see how Frankie Boy dealt with the cops. Mayor Jackson, his quote about the killing. We need to care about the cops' feelings.
What?
Holden Frank wanna start a riot. So Art McCoy looked the mayor eye to eye. To represent the people and make it clear. You don't solve it, 013, you out of here. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison. This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison. Touché. This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison or system. Touché. Still I'm a child, I've been abused lately. You hear about police brutality all the time on the news daily. You think it's great, we take another look. Cause all the pigs in my city just look at me as another crook. No ship runs, there's no such thing. But had dreams that I had to shoot one to run up on me. Trick a happy crooked cops, what's the reason? 137 shots in East Cleveland. Two people dead are on top, family grieving. It's spread like the plague, it won't stop this. No treason can stop the protest. We marching this evening, steady out for justice. The clutch fist in the air. Black power, the first pig ever did. The fat cowards.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
Where's the beef?
And of course, why? We would be out there tomorrow, 12 noon, City Hall steps. You know, the good news, if there is good news, in a chase and shooting that claims the lives of two apparently unarmed suspects, is that the Cleveland Police Department continues to hold the officers involved accountable. But the bad news is that the department is giving little attention to the systemic failure, as identified by Ohio Attorney General Mike DeWine, that helped escalate the incident into an incomprehensible free fire exercise in an East Cleveland school parking lot. Now, the thing is that City Hall has to understand that, of course, the image of 13 Cleveland police officers unloading 137 rounds into the 1979 Chevy Malibu, occupied by Timothy Russell and Melissa Williams, ignites community anger about the use of excessive force. Last Friday, which was, we'll say, two Fridays ago, Police Chief Michael McGrath announced that 75 officers faced discipline for their involvement in the 60-plus car high-speed pursuit that happened on November 29th that began downtown and ended in East Cleveland. But the internal charges range from engaging in a chase without permission to providing false information on duty reports, and 19 of those 75 officers will have disciplinary hearings that could result in suspensions, none to be terminated. Now, the reason we're going down to City Hall is twofold, to let the mayor know that we expect and demand for a harsher look even from his viewpoint, because it, like we talked about in depth last week, look how long it took for everything to be wrapped up neatly with that monster Ariel Castro. And you look at the fact that those families, of course, Barry, DeJesus, and of course Michelle Knight can begin to move on, but it's hard for the Williams family and the Russell family move on because there's no closure and no act on closure. As a matter of fact, another reason why we'll be downtown at City Hall tomorrow, and of course the first 137 people there, please bring cans of pop. No, we're not throwing cans of pop, but it's there for symbolic reasons, is because in your safety committee, City Council is allowed to investigate the police department should they do something wrong, and they've been very silent, and it's time to put them on Front Street because this is an election year. Again, I repeat, this is an election year, and such names such as Conwell, Palenzi, Dow, Cleveland, Brady, Miller, Zone, among a couple of more names, should be put on Front Street to at least do their job, especially with whether you love them or hate them. When it comes to Council President, of course, Sweeney, he's saying right now that he has not blocked them, and there is no proof that he's blocked them from doing any active investigation. So it's time for people power to just get out there, demand that they do their job. That is at, of course, 12 noon, high noon, Cleveland Standard Time. Feel free to come through. I'm going to check on the phone line to see about, you know, how hip-hop may have affected a couple of people. I'll go back to that 216-407 phone number after we calm down and I send out this nice record. Of course, this goes out to my man and all of this, Beat Effect, who threw out a classic, Brave Brother, to go ahead and put out for the good times.
Ladies and gentlemen, again, Mr. Beat Effect.
Look so sad. I know it's over. But life goes on, and this world keeps on turning. Thank you.
Yeah. for the good times. What
those young people know about that? I mean, what they know about that for real, though? That was for the good times. From, of course, Beat Effect. What I'm about to do is I'm looking at a couple of phone calls and stuff like that. I promised the 216407 number that I would come back to them since they said they would think about something about hip hop, and then I see another number that just came through, that 216299. So to make my work very quick and to the point, before I debut that brand new joint called Whatever from 108 Visions, Ronnie B, making his world premiere right here, I will let people know that if they choose to, they can also, before I go into events, they can always go and choose to listen tonight to SOTC, WCSB.com. That's 1 a.m. tonight to 3:30 a.m. all on WCSB.com. Of course, that number is 216-687-3515. And, of course, Saturday's midnight to 2 a.m. is 216 Radio, also on WCSB.com, like I said before. And definitely, call any of these numbers that I give you and you can't get through. It's probably me stalking and talking on those shows. So feel free to use those as basis for information for yourself. Wednesdays, I'm very blessed because I happen to host something on voiceofradio.com. Voiceofradio.com, Wednesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. It's the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show. And, of course, there's a number that goes with that at 216-694-8910. And then Sundays, blessed to produce the Art McCoy University of Common Sense. Sundays from 5 to 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. That's newstalkcleveland.com at 216-578-1490. I'm going to go, first of all, and see to that 216, of course, that 216-407 phone number. Anything you'd like to add to anything that's going on so far?
Right. Well, so I know I'm probably I'm not all that well-versed in all of the hip-hop artists, but there are a couple, like a group I actually went to college with, and I'm not sure if a lot of people are familiar with, but their name are it's Dead Prez. It's a group called Dead Prez, and they have a lot of, good messages. That, you know, for some of the stuff that I've heard, and I've been able, you know, to support them when we were in college down at FAMU. And so I did want to give a shout out to them on the hip hop side of things. Also, as you were talking about the rally that will be happening tomorrow on City Hall, definitely would like to just encourage people to come out to support. And again, you know, you're learning things about Cleveland City Council, you know, the government that we have, there are different individuals and branches that have responsibilities. And, you know, on the legislative side, you know, for members of Cleveland City Council who serve on the safety committee to not even have a voice or to speak up when there are residents in this city that are concerned and at the least would like to have a clear picture and understanding of what really happened, and for them to just be silent on it, I think is very unfortunate, and just means that the voices of the people are not being heard. And so having that opportunity to go out tomorrow and really try to bring that to the forefront, so people can understand that is they have the right to do it, and then B, why aren't they doing it if they have the right? So
thank you very much. You really added a whole lot to the program this evening. And thank you again. And, hey, continue to hold the phone line. I'm sure you may like a couple of other things we're about to get into that
okay.
I'm sure you'll find very interesting.
Okay. Thank you.
And thank you again. It's always a blessing to do these type of things. It is a very big blessing. Before I get to that 216-299 phone call, I appreciate all of those who call in on that 646-478-0944 and press the 1 key to speak. But like the disclaimer says, there's so many calls coming through. Even a parent company with Blog Talk Radio, they sometimes get things jammed, and that's all right. So if you don't wish to speak, you can always feel free to hold. I just want to let people know real quick that this coming Saturday, this Saturday from 1 to 5 p.m. at East 146th in St. Clair, Unity in the Community, as neighbors call for safety. A couple of people who will be there to speak to community. It'll be a cookout. People can come through, get to know each other. Black on Black Crime Incorporated. Black on Black Crime Incorporated is sponsoring this event, and we're fortunate that so far Cleveland Sheriff Safety, Kevin Conwell, co-chair of safety, Mike Polensic, Pastor Medina from the west side, Pastor Williams from the east side, Cuyahoga County Council, Julian Rogers, and more will be there, and it's on the site of where Black on Black Crime spent a few nights in tents in search of Sherelda Terry. And the one thing I would like to say is that sometimes it takes being able to get on your elected officials to get them to do right. Friday, the day before, at the Foundry, of course, this Friday, 8/16/13, the Foundry Concert Club, the Swish Fam GBS Entertainment live concert, and Where's the Belief? Where's the Beef? The sequel release party. Where's the Beef? The sequel release party will be at 6:30 p.m., and if you're wondering if you've heard any of their music, it was Swish Fam that, of course, mixed down and put out. That's D187, mixed the whole CD. B-Swish chose the beat. 11729 Detroit Avenue, and if you're wondering what track I'm talking about, it's that 137 remix, the one that I told you about at the beginning of this particular show, where an artist by the name of Karma Delane spoke about changing that refrain, that hook, and the beat, and we've been rolling with it ever since. So I just wanted to say that's going down this coming Friday evening. And, of course, this Wednesday, definitely an important thing that's happening is the Woman to Woman Fair that's happening at the Glenville Rec Center. The Glenville Rec Center, 5 to 8 p.m. There will be a lot of concerned politicians, Rape Crisis Center, a whole lot of different people coming there giving not only tips, advice on the safety of women and this forum, but it is definitely one that it's a very important time to happen at the Glenville Recreational Center right off of 111 St. Clair. And for further information, please contact Pastor Twan Billings at 216-240-0135. That's 216-240-0135. Hey, why do I give so much information? Because we perish for lack of it. I'm going straight to the phone line at, of course, 216-299. You're on live, Al Porter, Man in the Streets. What's going on this nice evening? That 216-299 apparently wished to hold, which is definitely all right with me. It gives me a chance to at least I tell you what I do. For the person who, of course, wanted to hear some nice hip hop, and of course, the Brother HJS, who called in earlier, and I'm going to send this track out also to person who's still holding and asked me to get into what's going on at City Hall. And, of course, definitely the one holding the line at the 299 number, I'm sending out the world premiere of 1008 Vision CEO, finally released this track, HJS Music, whatever. From, of course, the brother known as.
Lonnie B. 1008 Vision. You ain't ready for this. ACS, I love you for this beat, man.
Whatever. How you want it? Lyrically a gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever. How you want it? Lyrically a gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever. How you want it? Lyrically a gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever. How you want it? Lyrically a gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever.
deadly and worse after dark. You come against me, I sink my teeth in you like a shark. I execute my words so good, you'll think I was Aristotle. You rapping like an infant, so go suck on your bottle. See, if I ran for president, I win it by a landslide. You step to me and you end up on your backside. You wanna battle me, that's committing suicide. Cause you see, I kill you quicker than some cyanide. I'm Mr. Ronnie B. Better yet, that name is Ron. I'm that lyricist, a poet. Better yet, I'm a phenomenon. This is what I say before I jump in the sack. You better call your chiropractor, cause I'm breaking your back. See, you have to keep in mind that I'm the Mac Daddy boss. And my loving is more tender than the songs of Luther Vandross. I'm always getting paid, I never worry about salaries. I got more rhymes than your body got calories. You 6 feet in the grave, cause you couldn't handle my vocal tone. I beat you punk, that's what they writing on your tombstone. Whatever, how you want it, lyrically or gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever, how you want it, lyrically or gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever, how you want it, lyrically or gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever, how you want it, lyrically or gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever, how you want it, lyrically or gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever,
bring up my rhyme to say them as your own, but now it's all over. Your game is blown. Adoption of my lyrics for your very own reason. Sucker, don't you know that that is called treason? You heard how hard I am, and now you come a running, but you boo-boo on yourself when you hear this ruler coming. I'm steady getting famous by the suckers I serve. I'm like a butler for a rich man serving guests like hors d'oeuvres. Anytime you need a man, take a look in my direction. From head to toe, I'm nothing but perfection. After hearing me rap, you say I'm well gifted. My phone book is so heavy, Schwarzenegger couldn't lift it. I'm so bad, and yes, I'm hitting hard, yeah. I manifest the funky styles like a grizzly bear. Mr. Ronnie B, yeah, I manifest these funky sounds. I'm getting paid while you at home watching Charlie Brown. You getting old, so I suggest that you retire before I cut you up and slice you up like barbed wire.
Whatever, how you want it, lyrically or gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever, how you want it, lyrically or gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever, how you want it, lyrically or gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever, how you want it,
lyrically or
gunplay.
Whatever,
how you want it,
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 whatever,
yeah.
Of course, that's the debut of Ronnie B, 1008 Vision Zone CEO. I'm going to take the time, well, to get into a few things that happened. I got a chance to actually see Charles Ramsey. We're going to have to get into a little bit more about him next week. He was kicking it at, of all places, the Glenville Festival around the 88th Street stage. That was interesting, but I want to go back in time, back in the time, like Jimmy Castor once said, and say that the past Saturday morning, definite shout out because of the Glenville Festival Parade, Ward 10 candidate Donna Walker Brown, along with Urban Survival, Major Taps, 1008 Vision, the Hip Hop Workshop members, Brenda Jacobs and family, council candidate and Melendez. We all walked that long parade route together. We ended up behind the Ken Lancey for mayor team, and we started out at East 105 Superior all the way to East 88th and St. Clair's Sam Miller Park. Mama Porter rode in the red caddy that was blasting the Glenville Festival Parade soundtrack that was mixed by B Swish and featured Varsity Music, Swish Fam, HJS Music, D-187, Michael Jackson, Ray Charles, George Benson, even something from myself. Hey, if you need more information, you can always check out certain things on, of course, that Facebook wall of mine, which happens to be Alfred Porter Jr. That's Alfred Porter Jr. with a profile picture of the sheriff's hat. Anyway, it was a great walk but it was definitely sad to see all the blight. That is what really, really stood out to me in all of that. Now, as for the festival itself, from someone like myself who's performed at different festivals throughout the years, actually got a chance to schedule the East Cleveland Love Fest and even scheduled Glenville Festival about a decade ago and alongside JB's Rollers and all of that, this was the best put-together Eastside Festival when it came to booths and entertainment stages. I can't hate on it. Now, I've got some things that I'll be saying in a moment, but that's all right because, like I say, please don't blame Varsity Music or Blog Talk Radio. You can always deal with Al Porter Jr. by dialing in the Al Porter Man in the Streets on a Monday at 646-478-0944. But at least hear me out, because I would like to say the great things about it was Glenville was at its finest this year because they had Seniors World with free meals for the seniors, music for them. You had a boxing exhibition from 2 to 4 p.m. You had a large circle stage, which had a lot of R&B and gospel playing. You had the youth stage that was run by, of course, by Tony Emery. Some call him Cleveland's Bernie Mac because he does such a nice, of course, impersonation of him. You had, like, another main stage, and the main stage, which was run by MC Chill's dancer, Teddy Ted. And the reason that I say MC Chill's dancer is because MC Chill, when he did a concert at the, of course, Nautical a couple of years ago, he happened to definitely have, of course, Teddy Ted with him. And, of course, the East 88th Street stage was run by Voice and Radio's EP. Artists like Nice Mike, Chuck U, Hardstone. It was nice that Emacs the Image stopped through, Miss Quetto, Major Taps. Of course, Black House Sounds joined myself, and we all were dressed up, you know, dress shirts and all of that, because we did the track called Hip Hop's David Ruffin. And the thing that I wanted to say is a big shout-out to GMS Hood Famous TV and Big Moochie 71 North were recognized on the main stage. I want to get into hypocrisy, if I may. Just a moment. You don't need hypocrisy in our city because we have enough of it from City Hall all the way through. And the hypocrisy for me, speaking as me, myself, Alfred Porter Jr., is that, like I said before real quick, I don't mind going down to audition because rules are rules. You're supposed to audition because I might have been getting up there saying something so crazy they didn't need to hear it. So with that being said, they let us know, a lot of different artists, no profanity, which I'm cool with. There's to be no whatever lewd comments. There were some things that they felt that could be mistaken for what have you. There was one artist I know in particular, I won't put them on blast, they said ish, and they said, no, that could be mistaken for something else in the crowd. All right, I can go along with rules. They're made to be followed. All right, it keeps our whole thing in check, all that good stuff. I'm cool with it. But, Houdini did an excellent performance. They even called up Wonder Mike, and shout out to my brother Dave Malley and all of this. Wonder Mike from the Sugar Hill Gang. Sugar Hill Gang did their hits. Houdini did their hits. But when Houdini came out and said a few swear words, all right, a few swear words, all right. Now, if they had just been doing a track, which was I'm a Ho, I might have been able to say, okay, they did their hit single, the crowd wanted to hear, I can let that go. But what I refuse to let go is the fact that one of the judges at the Glenville Festival auditions stood up there after giving us the one-over and sometimes comes to the hip-hop workshop and always says, well, you know, you have to have everything clean. You have to do this in front of families. You have to be able to do that. You have to be able to do this. You have to be able to respond. Stood up in the corner and jumped up and down. I repeat, stood up and jumped up and down applauding instead of doing the same thing that he would have done at somebody else's show or what have you, by getting up there and saying, hey, you're wrong, stop, you've done this wrong, you don't get up here and do this, it's a family organization, you should know better, this, that, and other. What could have been done is quietly going over there and whispering in the Houdini's ear and saying, hey, you don't use the ish word, you don't use the N word, can you calm down? Or ask the DJ to turn the mic down. That shows that you're not, for lack of a better word, hypocritical. All right? And the reason why I can say that is because I respect Jay-Z to the utmost. But I'm blessed to run a hip-hop workshop. And the reason that I run a hip-hop workshop is because I expect artists to be able to do clean material so that when they get out there and do their tracks and what have you, they can do radio interviews and everything else, and they'll be ready to go, ready-made for interviews, and somebody can pick them up. And if Jay-Z, who wouldn't do it because he's done clean radio interviews, clean shows, and all of that, but I'm using him as an example. If he were to come to the hip-hop workshop, I would have no choice but to go to my DJ and ask him to cut the mic and go to explain to the best of my ability why I cut it. Why? Because after Jay-Z is gone, I'm stuck with you all. And a month or 2 months after that, when you come up and say, Al Porter, how come you won't let me curse this month? You let Jay-Z do it. I can't look you eye to eye. So the reason that I'm throwing that out right now is that the hypocrisy in all of this has to stop. And I pledge to speak more on that as I see it come through. I wanted to throw that out there because, to me, we all need to treat each other as equals on the same playing field and all of that. And we need to watch what we do and how we do it, because any example that we set can come back to harm us. And that goes for being my temper, my temperament, that I know I definitely better work on, to everything else, because it's so easy to destroy your reputation, which I'm beginning to learn each and every day. So I had to throw that out there, give people something to think about. Again, this is Al Porter. I want to leave on a nice little note, like we did before. Let's leave with, all right, legacy. What legacy are we leaving? Happy birthday to hip-hop. Of course, this is Karma Delane. Peace.
When I'm dead and I'm gone, I bet you still play me. and not see a superstar, but see like a possibility. Like I could be that. That's me, you know. I remember when I was little, my mom used to like, I used to think that I could sing. And my mom would put me in like all these different talent shows and shit like that. And I was really bad. Like I was really, and like I was really, no seriously, I was really, really bad. But then I discovered that I could rap. And she's coming like, you're going to be a superstar. And I really, I know like a lot of moms tell their daughters like, you're going to be a superstar. I really believe that shit. I still believe that shit. Okay, I'm talking too much. What was the question again? Oh, yeah. It is not about what you acquire. It's just about what you leave behind.